6-8.
Hi, I'm Melissa, and this is the Numbers and Tech Podcast. Every entrepreneur has a story. Listen to women discuss the financial side of their business, both the challenges and successes. Let's grab life by the bottom line. Hello, and welcome back to the Numbers and Tech Podcast. As I mentioned in the last episode, the first part of this year is going to be spent on tax preparation. So this podcast is a year-end file review. So you can find this information out on our website, or if you want to take notes, this is the time. I've got about 8 different file reviews that are helpful for year-end for your business and for you personally. Number 1. Review your bank reconciliations. What that means is you need to take your monthly bank statements and compare them to whatever accounting software you're using. And even if you're not using an accounting software system, review those bank statements and make sure that all your transactions have cleared. Do you have any checks from last year, 2021, that you wrote that haven't been cashed yet? Or are there any duplicates on your bank statement? It's not uncommon for me to find errors on bank statements, so make sure you're checking them too. Item number 2, accounts payable. What does that even mean? Think of the words accounts payable. That means, do you have any bills that your business received that you have not paid yet? They are unpaid bills. Are you going to be able to pay those bills? Are you disputing them? Just make sure you review them for accuracy and to be considering your cash flow over the next few months. Item number 3, 1099 vendors. 1099 vendors are those individuals who you paid over $600 for labor last year. Labor or services, not for products. As a business owner, you are responsible for having your vendors fill out a W-9 form, and then you have to keep a copy of that form in case you're ever audited. A W-9 asks for your vendor's name and social security number, as well as their business entity, meaning are they a sole proprietor, are they an LLC, an S-Corp, or a C-Corp. Make sure you save the W-9s for your 1099 vendors in a file, or you can scan and save them on your computer. The fourth item to review at year-end are receivables. Receivables is any money your business still has not received from a client for last year. Follow up with those clients to see if there's a discrepancy and to find out when they're going to pay you. Item number 5 may only pertain to some of you, but it's employee records. If you have employees, make sure that they didn't move throughout the year. You want to make sure you have the correct address and email address, because W-2s can both be mailed and emailed to your employees. Item 6, sales tax. Did you remit all your sales tax for last year? Many businesses only pay sales tax quarterly, and small micro businesses only pay sales tax annually. So in the month of January, you could be paying your sales tax for all of last year, for last quarter, or large businesses pay their sales tax monthly, or you might just be paying it for last month. But make sure your sales tax is clean and that's been submitted to your state. Item 7, expense records. And what I mean by that is to make sure that you have all your receipts, especially for major purchases. And each company sets its limits for what they consider a major purchase. For some companies, a major purchase may be $1,000, and for other companies, that may be $2,000 or $3,000. but just make sure you have all your receipts. The next item on the list is, of course, owner expenses. Did the business pay for something for you as the owner personally? If so, that is considered taxable income to you, and that's an owner expense that the business paid for. You need to know that number. Item 9, inventory. Does your business have inventory? If so, the inventory number on your balance sheet or the inventory number that you have tucked away somewhere needs to match the actual inventory you have sitting in your store, your stockroom, your garage, that extra room. Make sure you know the value of your inventory. It's always a good idea to verify that value with a physical count. If you have a negative inventory in your reports, then there's a problem. So make sure to clean those up as soon as possible. Item 10, payroll tax liability. So much like sales tax liability, if you have employees, you have to remit payroll taxes to both state and federal government. Make sure all those have been paid. Item 11 is reconciling credit cards. At the beginning of this podcast, I mentioned how you reconcile bank statements. You do the exact same thing with credit cards. Review those statements, download them. Make sure you have every monthly statement. Make sure that you understand all the transactions on those statements. And if not, dispute them. Most credit card companies give you a limited window of time to dispute transactions. 12 on this list is year-end balances on loans. If you don't get a monthly loan statement like you do a bank statement or credit card statement, call your bank or call your loan company and find out the balance of the loan at year-end. Make sure that you agree with that balance. Make sure that your payments have all been recorded on that loan. It's very important. I see a lot of spas, estheticians, salons buy big pieces of equipment and they sign a contract when they purchase it to make payments on that piece of equipment for 2, 3, or 5 years, and they never get a monthly loan statement. So you want to call them and ask them for a copy of all the transactions on your account for last year, and also for them to send you in writing, either via email, or can you go online and create an account to find out the loan balance at the end of the year. 13, meals and entertainment. Have you substantiated all your meals and entertainment records? Meaning, do you have notes as to what the business purpose was for taking someone out to eat? You need to make sure that you have who was at the meal and what was the purpose of the meal. The IRS requires that detailed documentation. And the last item for your year-end file review is mileage. You want to be keeping track of the miles you're driving, both company vehicles and personal vehicles. There's many apps nowadays that will track the miles for you, but you need to be differentiating between business miles and personal miles. Every year the IRS changes the mileage deduction. It's typically around 56, 57 cents a mile. So for every 2 miles you drive, that's over $1 tax deduction. So even though mileage can seem tedious, if you drive a lot for your business, it can add up very quickly. Thank you for listening, and continue on with us as we get you prepped for tax season 2022. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Numbers in Tech podcast. Future episodes will include chats with other amazing entrepreneurs. Let's keep the conversations going, whether you are running the show or working on your side hustle, we give you the business advice you need. If you learned something new or felt inspired, let me know. If you want more tips and great information, follow my Instagram account, Numbers in Tech, or email info@numbersintech.com. Always remember to grab life by the bottom line.